Abundance is not something we acquire. It is something we tune into. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Tony Robbins talks with us about the keys to living an abundant life. Enjoy.
But like when people say money doesn't matter, they don't know where to shop. And what I mean is they don't know what to shop for and who to shop for. Mm-hmm. Because all the research shows something interesting. If you make twice as much money, you're making $25,000 a year and you make 50, people think it'll double their level of enjoyment of life or happiness. And on average, it improves 9%, which is mind-boggling. There's the initial excitement, and it's 9% better statistically. Lots of studies have shown once you make $75,000 a year, making more money you like, but it doesn't truly change your happiness in a sustainable way once you make basically a middle-class salary. People make more might argue about that with them, but that's what the studies show. But what the studies now show is how you spend money. $5 a day spent right will bring you more joy than $10,000 spent poorly. And what does that mean? I give you dozens, and I'll give you 3. Number one, if you spend money on things, you limit your level of happiness. If you spend the money on experiences, it creates a generative effect in your body emotionally. And they can measure the level of fulfillment and happiness you have just by the purchases you make. And they've done it scientifically all the way down to how it changes your biochemistry down to the changes in your saliva and the hormones. That's where the research comes. It's not somebody airy-fairy saying, well, if you have experiences, it'll be better. Second one, when you spend money on things that give you time and take away drudgery, if you can get somebody else that you pay and they are employed and they now scrub the floor or they clean the toilet and they have an income and they're happy and you're freed up to do something you're more passionate about in business or life, the level of happiness grows geometric. But the one that creates the greatest happiness is the one that sounds trite, but it's biochemically accurate. And that is investing in others, which simply means giving your money away.
Really?
And it's mind-boggling. And they show you time out. They show you with little numbers, like, you know, buying a cup of coffee for a stranger and what it does and how long the happiness does versus you buy the coffee for yourself versus you buy it for a friend. And I've got the studies in here. It's fascinating. But what I can tell you from my own life experience, like the people that I know that are the happiest on earth are not the people with the most money. I know I got a lot of clients, as you well know, that are billionaire clients, and a lot of them come to me because they want me to do something with their business. But invariably, I'll see there's something going on with them too that makes them unhappy. It doesn't matter how much money they have. There's people with $1 billion and they still live in scarcity. Doesn't matter how much money they have, right? By the way, I asked that question of everyone I interviewed. I said, does financial pressure ever go away? 85% said no. And the
you
average.
Can imagine how much it would increase proportionally.
Well, for a few it didn't, but for most of them it did. They felt more responsibility. They had more I got to manage, more they got to do. So if you think financial pressure is going to go away just by having money, they just learn to handle it differently. Mm-hmm. Have a totally different experience. But I'm juiced about people seeing how they can use the money that makes joy happen. Like, I love to do things where it's a total surprise. I remember when I had very little money, I was just getting started. I grew up in a very tough environment, and my mom always loved the ocean, and we lived in the San Gabriel Valley of LA where they had smog alerts and you couldn't go outside for a couple of days. It was horrible. And I called my mom up and I said, this was early in my career, and I said, come meet me in Huntington Beach. There's a condo I'm considering getting on the beach. I'm considering living on the beach, Mom, but I want your feedback, what you think. So she drives down to meet me. And I'll never forget, I just looked around, she goes, oh my God, smell the air, it's so fresh, and this is a dream to live on the beach, and my son's gonna live on the beach, and I show her the condo, and she's like, oh my God, this is incredible. And I said, you sure, do you really think it'll be worth it? She goes, I don't care what it costs. She said, if you can get in, you get this. And I said, you feel that strong? And she said, yeah. And then I said, it's yours, and I handed the keys.
What a
day. And it was like, my mom's passed away a long time ago, but it was one of those days that to this day, I can remember the feeling and experience of like, holy shit. You don't get that by buying something for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't get that by, you know, earning a bunch of money. It's beautiful to have those choices. We were saving up for an RV, and we were invited to Las Vegas. We had this trip, and we came around the corner, and there's this ultra unbelievable double-sided, you know. And I said, wow, look at that. He said, oh, my God, that's the most incredible. We can never have anything like that. And I said, well, let's look inside. The door's open. He said, oh, we can't go in there. I said, well, let's just stick our head in, you know. Took him in, right? And I said, oh, we can't. I said, come on. I sat down there. Get out of there. Get out of there. It's yours. You know, those are the days that, that's what mastering money's about.
Yeah.
You either master it or it masters you, baby.
Yeah.
And if you master it, you can learn, grow, and you can give.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.